You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That guy couldn't inspire you to do anything.
They're supposed to do better at Green Bay, right?
That's, I mean, Mark Trestman type stuff
that
right
was
there.
Trestman-ish.
That really is.
Yeah, that was really bad.
It starts from the top. It starts from ownership.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Tom Ricketts.
How difficult was this, Tom? The hangover effect is real.
Since the Yankees had their stretch, only one World Series winner has even won their division the following year. I give credit to the players for keeping focused and for Joe to keep everybody just on the mission. Because it's hard to repeat.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. It's Cubs versus Nationals in the NLDS. Game 1, tomorrow night. Our pregame coverage starts at 5:30. Listen to Pat and Ron's hometown call of every Cubs playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion, Chicago Cubs. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. The Wolves roster features two former AHL goal-scoring champions. Be there Saturday, October 14th for the home opener as they defend their Central Division title. Tickets start at just $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. We now know Kyle Hendricks will be starting tomorrow in Game 1 of the NLDS, but the Cubs' full playoff roster is yet to be revealed. Team President Theo Epstein joined Spiegel and Parkins an hour ago to discuss what goes into that decision.
It's really an advanced scouting meeting more than it is a roster meeting, but we start it with a basic framework for what the roster is probably going to look like with a few pending decisions, and then we ask everyone to think about the roster as we go through the Nationals and talk about matchups and anticipate how games might go.
Hendricks will oppose Nats right-hander Steven Strasburg tomorrow. Pregame here on The Score starts at 5:30. Both divisional series in the American League start today. Houston hosts Boston in just a couple of hours. Justin Verlander versus Chris Sale, the matchup there. And later tonight, Cleveland hosts the New York Yankees. Hockey Blackhawks play Pittsburgh tonight in their season opener at the United Center. And Thursday night football tonight on The Score features Tampa Bay hosting the New England Patriots. This scoreboard update brought to you by Grandview Homes. Grandview will buy your home today. Go to GrandviewHomes.com. And listen to 670 The Score for all your baseball playoff coverage, including our weekly front office show with Theo Epstein or Jed Hoyer, brought to you in part by CDW. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the 2017 Central Division champion, Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tomorrow at 5:30 when the Cubs take on the Nationals in Game 1 of the NLDS on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Searching for a great deal on Chevys in Chicago? Visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn.
How do?
Thank you very much, Kevin Zipak. Thank you to Joe Ostrowski as well for having the updates today. Paul Charchian moved to 10 o'clock. Appreciate that. Had Len Casper on the show and just spoke with Theo Epstein at the top of the noon hour. Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp do a great job. Thank you, man. Thanks also to Ray Diaz and Brian Gersh to the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Tomorrow on the show, Hub Arkish, Jonah Carey, Congressman Mike Quigley will be our
celebrity
NFL picker as we are live in Washington, D.C.
He's the best.
Tomorrow. and Eddie Olczyk. We will check in with old friend Eddie Olczyk and see how he's feeling, how he's doing. Wish him well. Talk about the Blackhawks opener tonight. We'll do that tomorrow.
Bernstein and Goff are here. How's it going, guys?
Great. I mean, you know, Quigley's going to talk your ear off about hockey. It's all he cares about. He is a complete hockey meatball. I ran into him at a at an event, and his shoulder was like completely reconstructed. He was in this huge harness, and he's like, "Yeah, I went into the corner and I went hard into the boards," because you know he's a tiny little guy, but yeah. He plays avidly and actively. And I'm like, "What's wrong with you, middle aged man, destroying your body?
He's a big kid. Yeah, I mean, can't let it go."
Yeah, so he will definitely. I don't know if it's going to be a hockey question for him, but
he'll bring it up anyway.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's we'll his, find his that's way his there. Thing.
That's fine.
That's all right. Yeah, today we were some of us were surprised to realize that there had already been regular season NHL games played.
Yeah,
last night.
I missed that.
It was an OT game, I believe, too. Petrangelo, game winner last night.
The nice. Blues. Look at that.
Good hey. Pull by you. Bad job by me.
Yeah, TSS and Jason over here.
Yeah, no, sir. No, I just like what I do and enjoy getting paid
for it. Yeah, I hate it, obviously.
Here's something I did see last night is literally just, you know, maybe two or three different minutes total of different highlight clips that people put in my Twitter feed. So that's all I saw. But Chris Dunn is broken. Huh? Dude.
Yeah. Did you see that one sequence?
Where he missed, in a minute nine, he missed four layups, fumbled the ball away twice. And then in another one, there was like, people were hanging, what, 6, 7, 8 feet off him, mm-hmm. daring him to shoot, and he's not.
That's always been since Villanova, that's been it's Providence.
Providence,
that's been the scouting report on him. He started off okay. You know, they were screaming about the ball moving first quarter and a half on the broadcast. It was because you have nobody that you want the ball to stick with. So, and the ball is probably going to find its best shot, and you're probably going to miss. They missed a lot of shots. They're not going to make a lot of shots.
No. They're taking a ton of shots, too. Yeah, if you notice, with their pace, that's what it's going to be this
that's
year.
That's what they want to do.
They're going to
lead the league in rebounding as a team, without question.
Because of the number of missed shots?
Yeah.
All those years, the Warriors did it, too. Shot attempts.
Yeah, before the Warriors got good, the Warriors used to do it, and Andreas Biedrins and all these other dudes just go get, just tracking down shots.
It's also going to lead to some hilarious scores, because they're going to get blown out.
Oh, yeah, there's going to
be also win one.
Be a couple 124s to 79s in this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But when they win, it could look like that, too, if they're just all falling. You'll catch a hot.
Night before game.
That 46-point loss last night, right? They scored 45 in the last three quarters of the game and gave up 44 in the fourth quarter of the game.
And then, you know, one of the guys that I wish was on the Bulls was playing against the Bulls. Dennis Smith Jr. And
He looks good.
Yes, he does.
He's going to be a pretty good player.
He's one of those dudes, man, where the college puts those shackles on you and you get freed of the foolishness of college basketball, and all of a sudden you can actually be the talent that you are. De'Aaron Fox, same way. Mm-hmm. De'Aaron Fox is running things already out in Sacramento. So, you know, there was some guys out there in the draft for that seventh pick if you wanted it.
I just took De'Aaron Fox in my NBA Fantasy League rookie draft that I just had today.
Oh, nothing email. But rookies?
It's a dynasty league. Oh, it's a keeper league that I just joined. I'm taking over somebody's junk-ass team, but they have all these crazy rules and stuff. And
How does that work? Is there like a relocation process?
Do you have to buy it?
Change the logo.
PSL license.
I already changed the name and the logos. The Chicago Tank Winners.
It was actually somebody forced to sell for being a racist.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah, the cameras came out.
Forced out by his mistress had recorded something.
Back to the fantasy football league.
But yeah, I had De'Aaron Fox or Josh Jackson. Josh Jackson or De'Aaron Fox, and I took De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah, well, De'Aaron Fox is going to be a good player, and so is Dennis Smith Jr., and all the players that are drafted around Lauri Markkanen, I feel like you're going to be good players as well.
You don't think Markkanen will be good?
I think he'll be good for what he does.
Yeah.
Which is a Michael Doliak-esque game.
Oh, no.
He's better than Michael Doliak.
Why does he have to be better?
I think you'll be better, and I understand the logic behind that skill set being rarer than the ball dominant point guard. I understand the logic behind trying to swing for the fences with
it's
that.
It's like saying you understand the logic behind wanting a Volkswagen Beetle instead of a Camaro. You know,
there's not a lot of Volkswagen Beetles.
It's true.
You want that yellow flower?
I don't see him on the road anymore.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah,
right?
I don't see him on the road too often.
I got you. I'm not saying he's gonna be a bad player, but I see players that I think are gonna be better that were drafted after him.
Yeah.
But they could have just sat there at five and taken Smith.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, hey.
It's all right.
You can watch yourself a lot of Mizzou basketball this season, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you tune in to see what's going on at Como. Because other than that, I don't know why you're watching.
You're watching the first quarter and a half of the Bulls broadcast. Mm-hmm. That's impressive to me. I love the NBA. I'll check it out in the regular season.
Because last night was weird because the kid came home and he slept from the moment he got home to about 9:30. Like, usually you got to feed him and do all the other things, change him. He stayed right there in his seat.
Change him three times at daycare. Don't think in the outfits.
Yeah, well, this is the thing.
Katy Perry.
He slept we got to send so many clothes for this dude because he just does not stay. His clothes get dirty really quickly. So he slept for like 3 hours. So I'm looking over there. I'm like, all right, he's not dead. I can keep watching this. And then I kept looking over and he's still asleep. So that's
still
why.
Alive.
Yeah, and still alive.
Good.
And I took in the baseball as well. I will say I fell asleep from innings 3 through 5, I believe. Woke up and then I saw the Archie Bradley.
That's the moment.
And I'm like,
that's the moment.
I'm sitting there like, damn it, Jay. Like, why don't you know? Like, is he a utility dude? Like, why don't you know who the hell Archie Bradley is? And I'm like, oh. That's a relief pitcher who just got a triple in a game where no one wants to get out.
A one-time coveted prospect.
Don't beat yourself up too bad about not knowing Archie.
Given every chance to be a starting pitcher on that crap-ass team for like the last 3 years. Failed, found his eighth inning niche, and then ends up with that moment in his life.
I love the end of the game, too.
Crazy.
He was like, should have pulled up at second, but I'm going for it. I suffered the next inning because I was really tired.
Yeah, that's hilarious. He said, I had given up a couple homers, so I had to do something to get back
there it is.
And then he challenged somebody on Twitter after the game, a guy who said, if you come through here, I'm going to tattoo your face on my back.
Come on through.
And then he dragged him right out.
Which photo would you like?
Yeah, right. that tweet from Archie Bradley at 4:32 a.m.
Of course.
Good still for him.
You're still giving it his best life.
Yeah, you're at home, so no flight. Oh, no, actually, they are flying. Right?
Yeah, they're flying.
You can get lit on the plane.
Absolutely.
Lose like $500 playing cards. Mm-hmm. Drink as much of those airplane bottles as you possibly can and enjoy yourself.
They got to have full-size bottles on the team charter, right?
I don't think you can.
Are you not allowed to do that?
I think private jets you can have full-size bottles. But I don't know if you can have.
Do they have full-on dice tables now, or do they still make them
play
dice on the plane? in the aisles. I know.
Yeah,
I remember.
You can get it done in the aisles.
I remember seeing those shots of the 90s Bulls dicing it up in the aisle.
Everybody shooting dice. Everybody shooting, losing as much money as they possibly could.
While Stacy carried everybody's stuff.
Look at these games, though. Look at these wild card games. And you had 8 hours of baseball, 25 different pitchers in total. 25 pitchers, 8 hours. Like,
yeah, it's 22
so
outs.
You say, yeah, man, like, hey, more baseball.
80, 80, oh, no. 80, 80, I say, yeah, man, like,
83 outs by relievers.
I say, yeah, man, like, this is the nature of the game.
It's an issue. It's an issue.
For who? For what? For you, for your enjoyment, turn it off.
No, I don't. I have to.
Here they go.
But I don't want to have to.
Poor baby.
No, I'm saying I don't want to have to.
it's the freaking game, man. It's like you're all the king. You're the king of unintended consequences. This is the way that the game is.
It is. It's because of metrics. It's
too many analytics.
There's no question.
Well, then you never should have championed all those freaking analytics.
As the game got smarter, it got slower.
Yeah, that's true.
Somebody said it was a Wall Street Journal article. I want to say it was Jason Gay wrote about it in the Wall Street Journal about how baseball has to deal with this. But it was, 4 minutes in between balls in play at one point? He said you could sing all of Adele's Hello.
I thought
that was the first thing that jumped to your mind when you're thinking of something that lasts 4 minutes.
I might go make a sandwich, and pay attention to my lady.
I feel like, y'all, no doubt. Shout out to Marcus Cooper for ruining my halftime fun a couple of weekends ago.
But,
yeah, man.
Halftime is for loving.
Man,
too.
And she thought the half was over. And she walks in there and Marcus Cooper is busy doing foolishness. I come in there. Yeah. I'm like, damn, you're done already? All right. I go back in the front. No. It's one of those things you sign up for. You understand it. I mean, people who watch the Masters, it gets to that point where this is what I've signed up for today or tonight. Now, are you going to watch every pitch? Like, I used to kill myself. I used to kill myself about watching every play, every pitch. And I still do, to a fault, because you come in here and the 72nd pitch didn't matter. So you're like, all right, what do you catch? But you don't want to get away from it because it's the best reality TV in the land. But it's hard to sit there for 4 hours.
Yeah, I mean, it's like
for the local teams, it's just what we got to do.
That's why it's regional specific.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
you look at these numbers.
But now you're in the playoffs and you get a chance to see these other teams. And like,
look at these matchups.
The viewing experience is one thing. And like, and I don't have a lot of sympathy for the
They got to make the box bigger, Speaks. That TBS
was atrocious. But I mean,
that box is way too small. I thought someone was on my TV.
But they got killed for the big bug, remember?
And so they went small and
they
can't.
They overcompensated.
Yeah. I don't know the strike count. I don't know which runner's on base. I'm squinting. I'm up on the TV like I'm playing a video game.
It's like return that Escalade, and then you come in with a Renault car. You know, that's what they did.
Or Danny's Beetle.
Yeah,
but you were saying, I'm sorry.
No, but look, it's one thing about the viewing experience, and if you care about the ratings and or the viewers and that stuff, but in terms of the strategy, it's like, this is what the game is. Mm-hmm. This is just what it is, and it's dangerous as all hell. Torrey Lovello's quote last night, he watched Joe Girardi the night before, and he basically said, Joe won that game. I would like to have an impact on the game like that as well. Like, these guys get drunk with the power.
Didn't even get
Patances
in the game.
No, didn't even get Patances.
Yeah.
And so now it's like, I mean, that's just the way it happens.
So we're going to go pitch clock? I mean, something's going to happen.
I think there's going to be a pitch clock next year.
We talked about it yesterday, and if there's a pitch clock, what is the unintended consequence of that? How does a base runner game the pitch clock? How does a potential base stealer? How does that happen?
Or is
then?
It only with runners off base, like with no runners on? Maybe. Maybe you have to do it that way.
Maybe. I haven't read them talking about doing that is interesting.
You know, if you're going to tell Billy Hamilton you've got 3 seconds to go ahead and get your lead and get started,
right,
he's going to steal more bases than he already stealing.
I think the idea of limiting pitching changes is insane strategically to change something about the game that drastically. But
doesn't it make for more strategy?
Does it make for more strategy though?
If I know that I can only go out there twice,
right?
Doesn't it make me think like, okay, I gotta think about 4, 5, 6, even though 6, 7, 8 are up right now.
And you're gonna start seeing specialists, you know, you're not gonna have as many loogies with jobs around baseball.
What if a guy is hurt? What if somebody ends up saying, ooh, I just threw my 40th pitch and I think my elbow hurts, and a manager's like, look, I would have taken you out. But because then you get,
there's got to be injury exemptions, and then they're talking about like limiting just visits to the mound, but you have to let trainers go out there, obviously. But I would be for like catchers not being able to go out to the mound, or pitching coaches not being able to go out to the mound. Like, figure it out.
Right.
You're in the game or you're out of the game, but there's no in-game coaching with a coach walking out there anymore. I would remove that.
Yeah, most of the people that I know that don't watch baseball the way baseball fans would like them to watch baseball say the same thing. Like, usually with the sports, there's different reasons. Oh, this 2 minutes, last 2 minutes of a basketball game takes forever. They're all divas. They all travel, this, that, and the other. For everybody, for me, when I talk to people about baseball, it's the game is boring. Like, the game isn't fast enough. Like, it's either one of those two things, and then those two things are intertwined. I can see the beauty in it, and I can understand. And I enjoy watching the strategy and the two managers matching up and knowing that your guy is in the bullpen waiting. By the way, I love the fact that Fernando Rodney is going to go on a championship run
now. How about
now.
That?
Like Fernando Rodney's going to be closing games for a team that has a chance.
Every couple years, the dude is like, oh, yeah, no, I still have it.
He's still at 95.
He's still at 95, and he's got a changeup. Nasty changeup.
You mentioned the regional part. I think that's a problem that they can't solve.
Ever.
Because if you watch your team, that's when everybody else is playing, so there's not time during the year to care about other
and
teams.
And maybe we're at the base of the mountain when it comes to the stars who have been marketed to the kids who are 10, 11, 12 years old. The reason why the NBA thrives when you've got Cleveland and Oakland playing a basketball series against each other is not the markets, it's because of the stars.
Of course.
And if I know that I'm going to see Bryce Harper, or if I'm going to see Giancarlo Stanton, or if I'm going to see Aaron Judge, my favorite player, because I think kids now more than ever root for players more so than they do teams. I was like the first generation of that, being a kid, now 36.
Yeah.
You still only see him hit 4 times, though.
That's the difference between baseball and the NBA.
Right.
Exactly.
And they might fail. You know, just because of the sample size, they might fail. So it's not like you see them with the ball in their hands.
Right. You know Steph Curry is going to score 30 points and hit 6 threes every time you watch him.
And Aaron Judge could go 0-for-5 in a wild card game and have had a great year.
Yeah, but you know, you also know that your favorite quarterback can hand the ball off 35 times in a strategic, you know, bend that Bill Belichick is like, I'm going to run the football this entire game.
Mm-hmm. Football's different, though, because standalone games, only 16, fantasy football, gambling. Like there's,
and it's in the DNA. It's in the DNA.
Yeah,
the
baseball, one day
to,
a week.
Baseball
also.
Used to be in the DNA, and those people have died out or haven't passed the game on to young people the way they probably should have.
Well, see, my favorite now, median
now
age?
Now they're trying to
take
get
a
it,
guess.
Now they're trying to get it kickstarted again.
53, something like that.
Median age of the MLB viewer.
I know it's in the 50s.
Okay, he says 53.
44.
I thought it was 55.
57.
Yeah, that's too high.
That's tough.
57.
Yeah, damn sure I ain't staying up for a while.
Is the, that's why 57 is the median age.
That's why we all like Werther's Originals. You know, they made fun of me yesterday. Is that Grandma candy?
I love
candy. It. It's my favorite candy.
Is it really?
Werther's Originals.
I think we talked about this.
Probably.
Blew my mind.
It's been my favorite candy for more
very
than a year. It's just, whew, absolutely
like
freaking
candy, candy.
I don't dislike it. I mean, I guess I can't. I can't yuck your yum on that.
It's not, it's not go to though.
I can't yuck my yum.
Yeah, I would.
You got a Snickers bar and you got a Werther's Original, and you're picking up the Werther's Original.
I am. I am indeed.
Well, that I might.
That's crazy.
Question
that's
your
crazy.
Police work.
He didn't say Reese's. He didn't say Reese's. Reese's.
Oh, I saw somebody. By the way, whatever the jackalone is that messed around and told the vending machine operator that Reese's Pieces is better than Reese's peanut butter cups, need a foot in their ass.
No, there's both in there, right?
No. I had to talk to somebody. To get them pieces the hell up out of here. Are you serious?
There's both in there, I thought.
No, pieces.
But you got them out replace, the paint like they're gone?
Yes, pieces replace the cups in there. Hmm. That is just blasphemy on every level. Allah, Jehovah, whoever you.
Everybody agrees on that one.
Yeah, it's sort of like it's like in Raiders of the Lost Ark when the swastika's burned off of the crate.
The
vending machine itself is trying to self-remove them.
Who made that? That's like the tuna fish mistake. Think. Well, I wasn't here for that, but
there was tuna fish in there, man.
Yes.
After that was my favorite Sherlock Holmes, by the way.
The tuna fish mistake.
favorite Arthur Conan Doyle story.
And I've had a lifelong philosophy of never buying tuna fish from a vending machine. A lifelong, seriously.
Or a Roach Coach.
A friend of mine once in high school, he bought a tuna fish sandwich from a vending machine. And he got sick, and I'm like, all right,
that was
it.
A refrigerated one, though.
Yeah,
this one wasn't.
Yeah, but this is like what irradiated tuna. They say. Like this will stay good for weeks or something. I'm like,
right.
No, something's wrong.
Your liver's like, this is not going to be good for the next 10 minutes.
It's insane. And I don't know why we say Reese's when it's Reese's.
I know, but
it's
I
like
still
Pee-wee
do it.
Reese.
Reese's monkey, Reese's pieces.
Reese's pieces.
I don't know.
Everyone knows what we're talking about.
Yeah, I don't
about.
Know why we say. Can anybody,
but I say it too.
One of the original product placements. Yeah. One of the original movie product placements.
E.T.
Correct.
E.T. and M&M's turned it down. M&M's turned it down, so Reese's Pieces got E.T.
Good call.
Yes.
M&M Mars, like, nah.
Now we're good.
This all-time iconic Spielberg film will pass. Yeah.
Still haven't seen it.
Oh, it's quality. The kid will enjoy
late.
It.
I don't know.
No,
yeah,
no,
it's no, definitely
Jace,
too late.
Jace will bring you back around. Ruben loved it.
H4
loved it. Well,
but you saw
you
it. That's
it
why.
On.
That's what I was saying. You saw it, so that you know, we'll just watch colors.
My kids liked it kind of.
I have Willy Wonka problems because I tried to show him the old Willy Wonka, but well, mommy has already showed him the new Willy Wonka.
Oh, the Johnny Depp. Oh,
yeah, you got to go.
Mommy showed him that one first, so now he's like,
look.
He. I tried to put it. He's like, this isn't it. I'm like, you shut your dirty mouth. You will sit there and you will like this.
Yesterday was the 16th anniversary of Training Day. I tried to pop. That on, but like I said, he was asleep the whole time, so we didn't get a chance to do that.
What do you
very
guys
educational
today?
Tool, by the way.
Well, you know, coming up in just a little bit, after 2 o'clock, I want to expand on something you guys started in on, and that was where the Cubs fan is right now with Dusty Baker. What you've let go, what you've retained, because there are some things that I've let go, there are some things that I have not, and will not. You know, I'm not even like I was a deep Cub fan then. You know, the relationship has certainly changed over the years, but there are some things that I don't.
Oh, I was a fan.
There's some things that I don't think should be let go, but I can understand if people feel that a World Series has erased some of those ill feelings.
And also, what Dusty made this franchise in terms of the legitimacy that came along with
him. He was the first real manager.
Things got
heavyweight.
Real. Things got real in this city when he came here.
They sure did.
People stopped celebrating 84 wins.
Sometimes it's a player. In that case, it was a manager.
And he was the first heavyweight to do that.
We're actually trying to win. Okay.
Yeah, we got guests as well, yep. But I also want to get into the second stage of this Cam Newton thing, because it's getting a little weird, and I'd like to talk to some of the guy listeners that listen to this station about, you know, where female and female participation in sports, how that's changed. I mean, it seems like not so long ago we're talking about the Masters and women being in locker rooms, and you know, something like this is stated, and a lot of people feel a lot of different ways about it, and it's quite eye opening. Oh, some of the stuff I saw overnight. And Dannon dropped them as well. So, you know, he's lost his first sponsor because of it. So,
well, I think well. Dan and Oikos can.
Let's go.
They understand who's buying their product.
Right, of course. They're Bernstein and Goff on the score.
And the Cubs win the Central Division.
It's Cubs, it's Nationals in the NLDS. Hey, it's Hanley here from the Mully and Hanley Show, mornings 5 till 9. We're covering all the stories, all the drama, and analyzing every single game of the postseason. Plus, listen to Pat and Ron's hometown call of every playoff game right here.
Game 1 tomorrow. Our pregame coverage starts at 5:30. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion, Chicago Cubs. Playoff coverage brought to you by State Farm, proud partner of the Cubs, and by CDW.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. There's nothing quite like opening day, is there? The anticipation, the buildup, the hot stove league discussions, all the preseason predictions. Fans of a sport wait and wait eagerly for a fresh new season and everyone starting with a clean slate. Well, golf fans, opening day is finally here. It's been 3 days since the President's Cup, the final event on the PGA Tour's 2016-27 calendar, mercifully came to an end after 4 days that felt more like 4 months. Now it's on to Napa for something called the Safeway Open. Perhaps fans can do their grocery shopping on the way out. Phil Mickelson's playing, though no one is sure why. Perhaps he's getting lifetime discounts at Safeway. There will be 7 weeks of fall golf, and then a tour takes a break. This is like starting baseball season in February, then taking a 6-week break on May 1st. But hey, the long off season, 84 hours, is finally over. I'm John Feinstein.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Everyone knows how to sing. Pepe's Tacos are very good tacos, but Pepe's Mexican restaurants have a lot more going on than tacos. Enchiladas, tamales, flautas, carne asada, chile rellenos, mole, and much more. And we've got the best margaritas and Mexican beers around. What's not to love?
For 50 great years, Chicagoland cheers. Pepe's Tacos are very good tacos.
The Cubs are NL Central Division champs.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it! And the Cubs win the Central Division.
Listen to Pat and Ron's hometown call as the Cubs defend their title in every exciting game of the NLDS.
The Cubs win the ball game.
It's Cubs versus Nationals. The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Shades of the Trestman era, when they go to New England and get freaking torched and then have a bye week and then go to Green Bay and give up 55 points. And national embarrassments make change happen.
The Bears are irrelevant if they don't play Mitch Trubisky.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Tom Ricketts.
How difficult was this, Tom? The hangover effect is real.
Since the Yankees had their stretch, only one World Series winner has even won their division the following year. I give credit to the players for keeping focused and for Joe to keep everybody just on the mission. It's hard to repeat.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Monday. Get to know Team Scorpion.
We missed the fireworks?
About to start.
It's the Brainiacs.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Versus the Maniacs.
You're being smart with me.
We're smart with everybody.
The only thing better than a genius.
Who are you people?
We're the guys you picked last in gym class.
Is a team of them.
We are a man of contingencies. What would you do?
Freak the heck out.
Scorpion.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Sunday, to find his daughter's killer.
It is the one-year anniversary of my daughter Mia's murder.
One man created a revolutionary new technology.
People can submit evidence, real-time, crowd-sourced crime solving.
That will change the world.
The cops can only do so much.
The crowd gave us a clue.
Emmy and Golden Globe winner Jeremy Piven and Richard T. Jones.
You think all this is going to work?
I know it'll work.
Wisdom of the Crowd, Sunday, only CBS.
This week, the history of sports.
This week in 1882 had the first World Series game. This week in 1911, Cy Young had his farewell appearance in a Major League Baseball game. Woodrow Wilson became the first president to attend a World Series. This week in 1915. This week in 1921, the World Series was first broadcast on radio. The Yankees tied their own record of four consecutive World Series wins this week in 1952.
And more coming up soon, right here.
Aries, this week is all about the future and figuring out which way you want your path to go. Taurus, it's been too long since you've straightened out your finances. Get on it. Gemini, a romantic mystery might bring up some interesting surprises. Cancer, be it in your family life or in matters at work, be on the lookout for something dangerous. Leo, you may need some help with a big question coming your way. Talk to someone you trust. And Virgo, while your instinct may be to go with the crowd, make sure you're doing the right thing. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
Monday, CBS presents a new comedy that asks the question, can you ever live too close to your parents?
I need space.
First, I don't like your tone.
Yes, yes you can.
We've been waiting 12 years for you to move back.
We must establish some ground rules.
I understand, but no.
Mark Feuerstein, Elliot Gould, and Linda Lavin star.
Helen's daughter Marcy is single.
Mom?
What? You picked the first one, now it's my turn.
9 JKL, series premiere Monday, only CBS.
Go.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horowitz and Horowitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. The Wolves roster features two former AHL goal-scoring champions. Be there Saturday, October 14th for the home opener as they defend their Central Division title. Tickets start at just $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Nationals manager Dusty Baker announced today that he'll turn to Steven Strasburg tomorrow in Game 1 of the NLDS versus the Cubs. Kyle Hendricks, of course, starting for Chicago, and we'll have complete coverage of the game here on The Score starting at 5:30 with pregame tomorrow. Both AL Division Series begin today. Houston hosts Boston this afternoon, and later tonight, Cleveland hosts New York. Hockey, the Blackhawks open up their regular season tonight when they host Pittsburgh at the United Center. And Thursday night football this evening features Tampa Bay hosting New England. You can hear that here on The Score as well. Join the Bernstein and Goff Show with Bud Light tomorrow from 1 to 5:30 at Fatty's Pub, located on 1312 Lincoln Highway in DeKalb. Enjoy Bud Light special, Score Bud Light giveaways, and enter to win Blackhawks tickets to an upcoming game. It's Bernstein and Goff live tomorrow at Fatty's Pub in DeKalb, brought to you by Bud Light, famous among friends. And this scoreboard update was brought to you by Rogers and Hollins. Rogers and Hollins are Chicago's jeweler for over 100 years, and they know a thing or two about making memories. They offer an amazing selection of fine jewelry and unbeatable protection plans to help you start your story and forever remember your moment. Use promo code FOREVER for 10% off online. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the 2017 Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is tomorrow at 5:30 when the Cubs take on the Nationals in Game 1 of the NLDS on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
The Bernstein and Goff Show.
It's showtime, folks.
On 670 The Score.
Let's get it going. Bernstein and Goff now until 6 with a lot to do. Jamal Collier, the Nationals beat reporter for MLB.com, will join us at 3. Zach Zaidman, sometime shortly after that, will have a Bears report getting us all caught up. Jamie Eisenberg of CBS Sports, fantasy football expert, gets you ready for the weekend with the Thursday night game tonight, the Patriots at Bucks, a game you will hear on The Score. So get your lineup set. He will help you with your pressing problems, if there are any. And then Pete Futek on college football at 4:40, and looking for some surprises and excitement in the 5 o'clock hour as well. 312-644-6767 is our number as we broadcast from the Hyundai Studios. Come see how better drives us. You can email us at BernsteinandGoff@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live, because we're streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting and sexting at 67011. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. And the text line is brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. Twitter is at Bernstein_Goff. He's at Jason1Goff. I'm at Dan_Bernstein. We also have Instagram, and you can find it at Bernstein Goff Show. Our website is BernsteinandGoffShow.com for podcasts and the like. And you can interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. There's also Facebook Live for our video feed that you can also see at watch670thescore.com. That is directed by Brian Gertsch.
Now it's time for the picks. ¿Con quién estás?
Yo sé. Donald knows Washington. Yeah!
Él jugó con el equipo de Washington. También estuvo con el equipo de Pittsburgh.
What?
What? What you say?
The EP is Nick Shepkowski.
3-2 contra los otros dos. Tacos de por medio, tacos. You like tacos?
Let's do it. Let's do it. Okay. We're going to bet.
That's the best.
That's the bet.
Esa es la apuesta.
Take on it.
Perfecto.
Yes,
dale.
Dale. My Spanish isn't good enough. So, Dan Bernstein, what's being said there?
It was something about
tacos. Like I heard tacos.
It's really fast.
It is.
If I read it.
For our Spanish speaking listeners.
Latin speakers.
670-11, tell us what just happened there.
If I had it written down, I could tell you. It's just a little fast for me to keep up.
Dale. I heard Dale.
Dale. Pitbull came running in.
Oh, he did. Shout out to Pitbull, by the way, for allowing the relief efforts to use his private plane to get supplies back and forth to Puerto Rico. Straight up. Like, that's huge.
Yeah, having a supplies party. Cutting and scratching on the wheels of steel today is Anthony Gill.
One of the best receiving black backs in football.
Well, hey. Who are we going? Thurman Thomas? What are we doing there? Reggie Bush? Where
Larry,
are we going?
Larry Centers?
Oh, Marshall. Roger Craig. Marshall before Marshall. Eric Dickerson couldn't
Walter
catch.
Walter Payton.
Oh, yeah. He could do it all. He could even throw the football.
You remember that game he had to play quarterback? Because everybody else sucked?
Yeah.
This segment brought to you.
He didn't throw the ball enough to Barry Sanders, but I thought he could catch it a little bit.
By UPSjobs.com. You want up to $125 in weekly bonuses and $25,000 in tuition assistance? Be a part-time UPS package handler in Hodgkins, Gary, or East Chicago. Apply at UPSjobs.com. Yeah, man, you look at these playoff matchups. Who's playing whom? This is really a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now that that raggedy ass wild card stuff is out of the way, and we're
I think the first awake. Game took a lot of juice out of me from last night. Like last night, I settled up. I'm like, all right, here we go. Zach Greinke, you know, Johnny Gray, or is that John Gray, the other guy? Yeah.
Yikes. And
so I'm watching. I'm like, all right, here we go. And I couldn't get it up for last night's game and fell asleep a little bit in it. And then I woke up and watched the rest of it from like the fifth or sixth inning on. It felt to me like a raggedy baseball game that people had to cheer for.
That's what it was. I think that's about right.
Like relievers were coming in, just giving up the booty. He goes to Robbie Ray, gives up the booty. It was just a lot going on. And I'm like, all right, this is kind of cool. But it felt like one of those college football games where nobody's stopping the other team. So it's just whoever has the ball last. And in the end, I will say this though. I think the crux of the game was right there when Archie Bradley gets the triple, and he talked about thinking about stopping at second because he thought maybe he'd have to go in for the next inning.
Everybody on Twitter called it too. And
yeah,
ahead like, of everyone said, "Hey, because
he's super pumped too." He was going crazy. He's like, "Let's go!" By the way, there is nothing better in sports cinematography right now, or camera catching, or whatever the hell you want to call it, than the super slow mo. Let's go. Like, because you get to see every bit of the tongue clashing against the teeth and flying out, getting the ets out there and the air coming in and going out for the goal. Like, it's like, oh, my God, this is too intense for me. This is a reliever. And then he goes out there, and Nolan Arenado goes, yucca. And then Trevor Story goes, yucca-tow. And all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, this is going to get interesting. Yeah, this is going to get interesting again. Yeah. So there was their moments, but I am glad we can get it settled into series play now.
And where you not everything is Armageddon. I know it's a short series and it's all incredibly important, but these one game playoffs are just hellaciously tense, the way they're managed, and there's just all the tight sphincters everywhere.
The close-ups. You see Bud Black roaming around that damn dugout, angry at everything and everyone, and rightfully so.
And Archie Bradley's beard is not okay, is it?
It's swag.
I mean, if you
can pull it. So, you know, a lot of guys who have those huge beards don't have the jawline that they would prefer. So they cover up their face with a beard. And the beards, you know, ladies love the beards now. Fellas love the beards.
But that one's like...
It's a lot.
I want to say it was Peter King.
Food gets caught in there. It's spit.
It looks like a swarm of bees.
old red beard Bradley.
I'm coming in bees.
Yeah, man. Right? I can't do it because my face gets a little too itchy. I use a beard butter and a beard cream and also a beard wash. Like every 3 days I wash my beard. And it's also kind of like a facial wash too. You get everything underneath the hairs. You know, sometimes you deal with ingrown hairs, whatever, but the maintenance that goes into that, like, you can't, like, some people can get away with just combing it out and shampooing it, but the maintenance that goes into a really finely kept beard, that's a full-time job.
I think our text translators for the Spanish that we heard on Espen Deportes there, that they were making a wager on tacos. The loser buys tacos, and he said, vale, not dale.
Oh, okay.
Which means valid, as in they agreed on the bet. So that was a confirmation of the bet was vale.
Nice. All right.
So they bet tacos.
I'm glad we covered that.
I'm saying I'm glad because I
feel bad coming from my parents being from a Central American country, and when we go back to Belize, I'm not fluent in Spanish, and some people speak nothing but Spanish there. So as soon as we get there, I'm like, I look at my girl like, all right, you had a bunch of friends who spoke Spanish, and you're pretty good at it. Go ahead and order something for me.
You can speak restaurant menu Spanish.
A little bit. Enough. Not as much as I used to. I got past eighth grade Spanish, and that was cool. That was good.
Then you should be fine with a menu in front of you.
I was really just in love with my teacher.
Really? Really?
Oh my God. It was just.
You would not have been in love with mine.
Really?
Unless you like 67-year-old Castilian men with bad toupees.
Oh, I'm listed.
he hasn't clocked out yet.
I'm listed. A lot of people are chiming in at 67-11 about your Dusty Baker thoughts. I feel like we should jump into this because old Johnny Black will be across the dugout from the Cubs for four or five games coming up here.
At 2:00, I want to hit it hard.
Okay.
That's when I've got. I'm gonna tell you the things that I can get over. And the things that I can't, but Dusty mattered. Dusty, you know, he's a presence.
A lot.
Love him, hate him, or somewhere in between. For the Cubs to have become what they've become, you know, anybody writing the Cubs history, the Dusty Baker era mattered tremendously.
Kickstarted.
And still, it still echoes. You know, every time you see Kerry Wood, every time you see some of these guys who are around, he's connected to that, and it did. under Tribune ownership and everything that happened, it was a heavyweight move by the Cubs that changed things irreparably and might have brought on the kind of pressure that created the environment post-sale.
Oh, no doubt. We started to see the trash get thrown on the field shortly after that. I mean, it escalated to a point where my friends who were Cubs fans, it went from that to Cubs. Like, it went to,
We lost, but we won.
Yes. Score history.
The Nomar Garcia Parra trade announcement day.
We lost the game.
We lost, but we won.
Yeah, that was a great day. Dusty is a presence and still is a presence.
Yep.
You know, and he's, like you said, love him or hate him, you feel some kind of way about him. And that's why he was gold for sports radio for all the years that he was here.
I love this thought for the 515. Beard butter and beard cream? Jason, I'm glad there are enough beard cows whose beard milk can be harvested to make your beard lustrous.
I'm sorry. It's not even that. Like, I just want, because my face itches if it grows too much. So what I have to do is wash it, you know, with the products that I do.
But when I see a guy like Archie Bradley, did you ever read the book City of Thieves?
No. I know City of Fools, though.
It was written by David Benioff, who's the showrunner for Game of Thrones.
Okay. Yeah,
and this it's a terrific book about a buddy story during the siege of Leningrad. And there's one point where, you know, they were starving out all of Leningrad, and there's this really harrowing scene describing this man who had a beard like Archie Bradley's, talking about how lustrous it was, and they find out the only reason he looked like that was because he was a cannibal. And they go into the back of his kitchen and they find all these human bodies hanging all butchered.
Nobody else was eating that well.
Right. Nobody else is getting the protein.
Nobody else is getting any
protein in a city that was being starved out.
So are you
out.
Saying that Archie Bradley is a cannibal?
That was my first thought.
Is this breaking news? Dan Bernstein reporting that Archie Bradley is a cannibal?
It's possible that he's eating human flesh to achieve beard lustrousness.
Or a member of Fine Young Cannibals. Maybe Archie Bradley is.
He's Roland Gift.
Or Jif.
No, it's Gift.
Okay, I'm sorry. By the way, it's not beard butter or beard cream. It's beard butter or beard balm.
Dave's brother. He's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein. We're going to get into it at the top of the hour.
Just
and we're
throwing
just
hoops.
Have it out and we'll. Yeah, seriously. This is great.
Just like, throwing hoops.
You got
dusty stuff.
Hanging on the rim.
We'll definitely talk some Nats with Jamal Collier at 3 o'clock. Zach Zaidman, Jamie Eisenberg, as you mentioned, to help you with your bad fantasy football teams. I know my fantasy football team is awful. Want to get into this Cam Newton stuff because tweets are coming out about the young lady who tweeted something 4 or 5 years ago that might have been.
Both people are wrong.
Yeah, exactly. But
it's a dumb thing to tweet. Trust me, I know
No doubt. Some of the text messages that we've already received on the topic before even jumping into this are hilarious about imposing your will upon, you know, the sports fan with women. I don't know who these people are that text this line sometimes, but we're definitely going to chop it up about that before we get out of here today.
All right, we'll do that. There's a lot going on the Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score.
This Monday will be no ordinary Monday. It'll be epic. The Cubs take on the Nationals at Wrigley Field in Game 3 of the NLDS.
He's got a Cubs win!
Rookie Mitch Trubisky will face his first test as Bears starting QB under the Monday night lights of Soldier Field versus the Vikings.
Touchdown from Mitchell Trubisky!
All day Monday, we'll get you ready for these two mega Chicago sports events. And tune in Tuesday for in-depth recap and reaction. Only one station can deliver an event this big. Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay, judges. That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Cubs fans, it's all about the postseason now because the Cubs have clinched the division for the second season in a row.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it, and the Cubs win the Central Division.
Hear Pat and Ron's hometown call for every exciting game of the NLDS where the Cubs will face off with the Nationals.
The Cubs win the ball game.
The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That guy couldn't inspire you to do anything.
They're supposed to do better at Green Bay, right?
That's, I mean, Mark Trestman type stuff right there. That really is.
Yeah, that was really bad. Here we go.
Right, starts from the top. It starts from ownership.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Shades of the Trestman era when they go to New England and get freaking torched and then have a bye week and then go to Green Bay and give up 55 points. And national embarrassments make change happen.
The Bears are irrelevant if they don't play Mitch Trubisky.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Cubs fans, it's all about the postseason now because the Cubs have clinched the division for the second season in a row.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it, and the Cubs win the Central Division.
Hear Pat and Ron's hometown call for every exciting game of the NLDS where the Cubs will face off with the Nationals.
The Cubs win the ball game.
The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs.
They want us to believe that they care about us. They want us to believe that this huge beverage tax is about public health. This tax.
CBS Wednesday, in the fight against terror.
We have an opportunity to snatch a high-level ISIL commander.
This might be our only shot.
The U.S. Navy SEALs are our greatest weapon.
Fire the hole, boys!
When we face the worst.
It's Mad Max out there.
We send in our best.
Go, go!
David Boreanaz stars.
You can run, but you can't hide.
SEAL Team, premiering Wednesday, only CBS.
Hi, this is Dan Marguerite from the Backyard Barbecue Store in Wilmette. I'm excited to tell you that we have recently moved to a bigger and better location to serve you at 535 Green Bay Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything barbecue. We specialize in outdoor kitchens and have the best selection of gas and charcoal grills from Weber, DCS, Fire Magic, Napoleon, and Kalamazoo, just to name a few, plus a full line of smokers. We have all the accessories, charcoal, and woods you could want. And if you're looking for the big green egg, we are now a platinum dealer and we have it all. And if you're in need of a few pointers on how to use your grill, you can sign up for one of our grilling classes, or you can even host your next event right in our new space. We service, we sell, we take care of you. Call us at 847-251-2272. That's 847-251-2272. Or you can visit us online at backyardbbqstore.com. That's backyardbbqstore.com. The Backyard Barbecue Store, where cooking out is always in.
NFL Network. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This segment is brought to you by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Yeah, I watched a little bit of that Bulls whatever last night. Saw David Nwaba go baseline and jam it down. And then I was like, I'm out of here. You know, I don't know what this season is going to, like, if you're a Bulls fan, and I know there are people, oh, screw the Bulls, that's fine. We've watched plenty of awful teams, whether it be Hawks teams, Bulls teams, Cubs teams, Sox teams. People are going to watch Bulls basketball, not in the numbers that they watch when Derrick Rose or Jimmy Butler were at the height of their powers. But I truly, this season is about seeing if the guy that wanted all the nut cutters out of the room, out of the locker room, if he can coach or not, right? Because Brett Brown gets a lot of accolades, and rightfully so, because those teams never quit. They get beat, but they never quit, and they're fundamentally sound. They're just not talented enough. And now, I don't know if anybody's been seeing the 5-on-5s with Ben Simmons, but Ben Simmons is
going to be
a problem.
Did you see the pass he had?
Oh, dude, he's ridiculous already.
I saw three passes that he made. Sometimes, you know, once you understand the flow of an offense, you're anticipating the pass.
Yeah,
There were three that he made. I didn't see that. Like, he saw something developing where, even from my angle, I'm like, ooh, was new and different.
He's sweet. Yeah. He's going to be a really nice ball player. And Brett Brown is respected around the league. So this isn't one of those, he's getting beat because he's got no talent. You can see a team be coached and be less talented. And this is all about rebuilding, finally. They figured out that they can't go through 2 or 3 years of middling it and being fourth or fifth in the East. So I'm just trying to, because I haven't done this in a long time. Like, when's the last time we watched a Bulls team full rebuild? Tyson and Eddie?
It was a long time ago, man.
Tyson's getting ready to retire here in the next year or so. Tyson's still on a roster, right?
Hell of a career that man has had.
Oh, no doubt.
A hell of a
defensive
professional
player of the
career.
Year. He's a champion.
Yeah, he's got a ring.
Yeah, with that Dallas Mavericks team, changed the culture of that Mavericks team.
Yeah, and that wasn't just sort of a glom on ring either.
No,
that was
no,
it was one changed. Of the original rim protectors. Yes. You know, backstop defenders.
Yes, he allowed Dirk Nowitzki to be the liability that he's always been defensively because he had everyone's back, and he changed the way that team played defense. So
it's been a long time since this thing is
rebuilt.
We've watched them try to sort out what the value is of anything remaining here. We don't know if Denzel Valentine can play dead. My guess is he can't, if I had to guess.
It's leaning that way.
I haven't seen anything. And I am not a Bobby Portis fan, but I will tell you this: Bobby will play hard.
Yes, he will.
Bobby
has to slow down. Like, Bobby catches the ball and wants to do everything at once.
I know.
And I, like you said, he does play hard, and I like that in him. But Bobby, that's when you find out who your developers are as well. Because if someone can get through to him on slowing down and actually do it on the court, that's the problem. Like, you can unlock a nice bench big if Bobby Portis, you know, reaches his potential.
If you get a guy every day to be there an hour and a half before the game, getting him in a lather, working. I saw Joakim Noah do it. I saw Ron Adams do it with Kirk Heinrich. I've seen guys. I love when an assistant coach.
Quinn Snyder with Dennis Schroeder in Atlanta for 2 years. I watched him every game. We were setting up for our pregame show and setting up for my show, the night show. And I get there. I get to Phillips at 3:45, 4 o'clock. Game wouldn't be till 7 o'clock. He's out there putting him through pick and roll situations over and over and over again. And now Dennis Schroeder is one of the best pick and roll guards in the league.
Yeah, it takes somebody who knows what he's doing. I don't know that there's anybody on this particular Bulls staff. And by the way, I know we just got a couple seconds here. RIP Frank Hamblin. I was very sad to hear that Frank Hamblin died last week, the former Bulls assistant who was just
a treat.
He was a great guy.
Always came on when you asked him to come on too.
Always when at games, before and after games, no matter what my question was, even if it was dumb, because that's when the plays would be diagrammed on the board.
They didn't flip the board before people came in.
No, and I would stand there, and Pax was great about this too. Mm-hmm. I would be in the room when Pax was actually writing out the opponent plays and talking to him about it. Like, as he's drawing them, I would say, well, wait, if this guy comes over and they switch this screen, who's responsible? You want a guy coming across to help you? I want a guy coming down. And he would say, well, we coach it this way. We do this. Frank Hamblin was the same way. I'd look on the board and be like,
basketball dude.
Yeah. And he loved the fact that he could help a beat reporter better understand what was going on. There was no condescension at all. It was always, yeah, sure, here's, where he'd say this play originated with Phil Johnson and it then went to this guy and now we use this version. And it's just, it was great because they weren't afraid. It's basketball. They're not afraid of telling you what's going on. This segment brought to you by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. There are two primary things when it comes to Dusty Baker and the Cubs that I can't let go of. And I can't, I won't. There are a lot of other things that I have, and there are a lot of other things that because of especially recent experience, I think I've come around to understand a little bit better and maybe have a little bit more sensitivity for something that that I probably should have more so at the time.
Let's get into it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Yeah, we're going to do that. And I want to find out from you, too. Hey, if you, mm-hmm. if you've been around the Cubs a long time, but be a part of this conversation. Be real about this, about where you are now, all this time removed on Dusty, who is managing the Cubs' opponent, the Washington Nationals. You got the score.
Hey, Chicago, it's Cubs manager Joe Maddon. There is one radio station in Chicago to listen to every Cubs playoff game, 670 The Score.
Playoff coverage brought to you by State Farm. Proud partner.